Attention Browns backers, check out the completely redesigned Browns backers portal and take your experience as a Browns fan to a whole new level. Exclusive access, giveaways, and more. Register now for free at fans.clevelandbrowns.com. Tough day here in Berea, obviously. The Browns have lost four in a row. That's never a fun place or position to be in. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Gervicius, we're going to take your calls. We'll hear some sound from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. Gerard Cherry will still join us going forward. Josh in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good. All right, man. How are you?
Obviously would have wished we were on the other side of it, as everybody else does, but just kind of a thought process on this quarterback. I don't even want to call it a situation, because this has been my comment the whole time, is stay the course. Browns fans, I said it last week, I mean, hold your head high, but I don't want to write this kid off too quick. I mean, we have not seen enough of a quarterback, whether it be Johnny Manziel or anybody else, to make a long-term commitment and say, this is who we're going to hang our hat on. I don't think that anybody else, given the same situation, whether it be injuries or what have you, would do any better or any worse. Now, I hate to see the guy acting like it's a fire drill. Yeah, I mean, I want to see some success as far as long-term, hey, let me calm down with this football and figure out what I'm going to do with it. But do something where you're going to complete the play. Right now, it just seems like, I don't know. I hate to say anything as far as getting rid of a quarterback or getting a new quarterback, but stay the course. I mean, give this guy some time to develop. I think with as few reps as he's had and injuries and whatnot, I don't think we're getting a good, solid picture of what this guy can offer us in the future.
I think you're right about that, and I think that's why it takes time. I think you wish that you had seen a better product in the small sample size, but it is too small of a sample size. I think we all agree on that to make an ultimate determination. The thing about the Browns, though, when you say you haven't given any quarterback time, not a single quarterback on that list of 21 has ever gone somewhere else and then been a big-time quarterback. It just has been the fact of the matter is they haven't brought in very talented quarterbacks, and that has been something that has plagued this organization as part of the reason why you're hoping to get to 8-8 to have your first non-losing season, you know, since 2007.
So then maybe that goes back to what we talked about earlier, where if Johnny is the guy, then you have to bring in the veteran that can teach him, and that's where the whole thing lies. It's not the Brian Hoyer, where there's a little bit of animosity and there's a little bit of, you know, these guys are, it's a pecking order, and they're both trying to get on top of this pecking order. But if you do bring in that wily veteran, a guy that can teach Johnny the right way to do things, and if the veteran plays, at least he's learning, because this guy's been there and done it successfully for a long time. So I'm not out on Johnny again, but let's get this quarterback in here. So let's get somebody in here that can teach and really just kind of bring a different type of atmosphere.
I agree. And just to move beyond just the quarterback position, I think that we've done it this year in taking a step towards having a more talented roster, but the best teams each and every year have those that go out and play well, but also too, they bring in competition, you know, and that means by, you know, evaluating talent very well in the free agency market, undrafted free agents, and of course the draft, and bringing them in and creating competition. And someone's going to win and someone's going to lose. Some are going to play like a Brown and fit our system, and some are not. You know, and that's where this evaluation process and how we close this season in these last two games, and those evaluations by the coaches in those meetings, by saying, you need to work on this or you can't play for us, or you got to buy into the system or you're not going to be here, and lay out those statements and create that doubt in some of these guys' minds, that you hope if they're true competitors, they react to those situations in a positive way and they don't get down on themselves moving forward. Otherwise, that's not playing like a Brown. And Coach Pettin said it in his first night, not only are we going to play physically strong, you know, and be physical, but we're going to be mentally strong as well. And those are the individuals we want here in the Browns locker room.
Well, you know, you talked about that too, like the physicality of what he said we were going to have. The other thing, we've got to be smart too. A lot of the penalties we had, you know, when you have two eligible receivers on the line of scrimmage and you're covering your inside tight end, I mean, those are the little things that have to be corrected around here. That goes back to that professional thing. But, you know, I think Jim Donovan said something really smart too. I think our receiving core has missed Miles Austin, a guy that's a big
money
receiver.
Miles, third
money
down.
Money Miles, right? Just do your job, get some blocks in there, catch the ball when you have to. And again, you know, Hawkins been around for a while, and he's been pretty successful in the National Football League. But if you go down the list from there, we really haven't had that guy that's consistently done it. And when you get that veteran presence, no matter if it's the QB position, the receiver position, what we've seen on the defensive side of the ball, it pays big dividends. So I think that going into this year, you know, whether free agency or the draft, that we're going to have to start to find some guys that are going to be able to teach and show by example for sure.
That's why I wish we'd also give Rodney Smith a look. Guy's 6'5", he's a wide receiver. It's not like we have these other receivers that have been so prolific that they have to play and you have to have them out there. Give him a look, see what you can get from him, maybe here in this final game against the Baltimore Ravens. Reggie in Youngstown, welcome to CBD. What's up, Reggie?
How you doing? Good, good, good.
Good.
Hey, listen, I was just listening to what you guys were saying and stuff, and I'll tell you, man, I some of what you said holds true, but some of it I don't agree with. Because in general and stuff, I mean, truthfully, come on, guys, you all knew, even though maybe to me you might not say it, but you knew eventually, man, that this guy was going to get hurt in general and stuff like that. And it kind of shocks me to even think of this guy trying to be the starting quarterback earlier in the year and stuff. Hey, look, yesterday when Poirier got hurt, Johnny Manziel was already on the sideline. You guys seen that. Then in his interview, he was saying, yeah, he was ready to go back in if need be and stuff. That's a bald-faced lie because a quarterback that's ready to go back in general, gets ready as soon as the other quarterback is hurt and stuff. Johnny wasn't doing nothing but sitting on the bench looking out there, probably hoping that he don't have to go back in there. Did you all notice when the linebackers, when they tackled him and stuff, when they got up, did you notice their attitude? They just looked over there at him, just they'll say, yeah, you supposed to be the guy and stuff. And then they just, like, turned their head and walked away and stuff like that. I'm telling you, man, Johnny is not going to pan out. I wish that they could trade him, but I heard somebody say earlier in you all's conversation that they probably not going to do that because they got something, you know, they got so much invested in this cat. But this cat is not going to make it, man. And last thing I want to say, guys, when Hoyer came into the game, you can see if you watch the body tone of the rest of the team, even though they lost in general, because I think the defense just couldn't seem to get the job done. But it seemed like it picked up the team. Even the announcer said that it seems like Hoyer has a better thing over the team and stuff. You seen guys patting him on the shoulder and stuff when he came into the game. So, see, man, it has a lot more to do and just, you know, I've been saying this to you guys for a long time than just some of the things that you all are saying, man. And if you think about it and stuff, you know, maybe you guys will see what I'm talking about. So that's all I wanted to say, fellas. I'll be listening to you. You're all my guys.
Thank you, Reggie. Thank you. Listen, it's not like Brian Hoyer didn't get to start the whole season. I mean, pretty much the whole season. Johnny started against Cincinnati, and I don't think it would have mattered who was the quarterback for the Browns in that one. They were going to get crushed in that game the way the defense played. And in this one, listen, I thought Brian Hoyer came in and did some of the good things we saw from Brian Hoyer and did a lot of the same things we saw from Brian Hoyer. The interception on the pass to Travis Benjamin. Benjamin was open by 30 yards, and the ball just couldn't get there. He didn't have the arm strength to get it there, and it was picked off, and the Browns were fortunate that Benjamin hustled back and returned possession to Cleveland. It's the offense in general is struggling. Doesn't matter who the quarterback is. I think Johnny's got a long way to go. Again, in my opinion, and you guys can all, everybody who knows for sure, and you can say, I told you so. In my opinion, have I been encouraged by what I've seen? No, but is it too early in my mind to say Johnny Manziel is not going to be good in the NFL? I think it is. That's just my opinion.
When people talk about Johnny's size, the thing that makes me laugh is, would you take Russell Wilson right now? They're the same player. They're the same size, the same athletic ability, the same arm. They bring those intangibles. So Johnny's got to figure it out. There's no question about it. You know, as for everybody picking it up offensively, we had no choice because the backup quarterback now had a hamstring injury. So you've got to pat your starting quarterback on the shoulder pad and say, good job, or hey, let's get him next time. So there's just so many things here right now. And if this is the case, then get rid of both of them and start some, you know, just bring in somebody new and here we go again.
You know what? But that being said is if you go back to the scenario and you want to talk about Russell Wilson, third round draft pick, went into camp as a young player, a backup essentially, and was competing with Matt Flynn. A Matt Flynn who, in most cases, Brian Hoyer and Matt Flynn, very similar skill set. You know, undrafted or a late round pick, has got their opportunity to prove themselves, and when they did, they played well, which is why in which he got a free agent deal, you know, two times in some cases, both from Oakland and Seattle. The difference is Russell Wilson as a rookie, a third round draft pick with his skill set and the size as a detriment, went out and won that battle, you know. And I think you look at Johnny Manziel had, if they truly were on, you know, on even keel, went out and lost that battle to a Brian Hoyer or Matt Flynn type of talent, and has yet to be recovered because he wasn't able to gain that scenario. So it says something about Russell Wilson and his the way in which he picked up the system and bought in, and his skill set has transferred into the NFL, and now he's always on the cusp of receiving a significant amount of money to be the future of the quarterback position for the Seattle Seahawks. Oh, by the way, has won a Super Bowl and is now going back to the playoffs again with Russell Wilson as a quarterback. So sample size is too small on Johnny Manziel, but in competition, the only competition he's been in since he's been in the professionals, he's lost that.
There's no question about it. The other side of this whole thing, too, you know, there's some other things, some positives that have been out there. We've talked about it throughout the show, but, you know, we have guys that aren't quitting right now. We have the nucleus of people that aren't giving up. Solomon comes in, makes a couple big plays. Travis Benjamin, what he did on Brian's interception. I mean,
great play.
That's
great
impressive.
Effort.
That just shows me that guys aren't giving up. For a guy that, you know, as skinny as he is, but to be that fast and kind of throw his body in there and wrap his arm around the ball and get it out, there's so many good things that are happening around here. We're caught up in this quarterback situation right now.
Too much of the focus.
You're right. And we're going into it next year, so we might as well deal with this in 2015. Let whoever starts this weekend start. Let the front office, everybody else figure that out. But there's been a lot of positives around this team. Defensively, guys have stepped up and played when people have got injured. Offensively, we've had a guy here, a guy there. If we can get somebody to go in there and collectively put that whole thing together, then this team's going to be really good.
No question. Let's go to Dan in Avon Lake now. Dan, welcome to the show. All right, let's try James in Alabama. What's up, James?
Hey, big fan of all three of you guys.
Thank you.
Love the show. Love my Browns. Two questions, actually. The first one is, Joe, why did you choose the Lions over the Buckeyes? It's kind of my beef with you right there.
The Lions over the Buckeyes. I mean, I got no choice. I mean, I had a six-pack of beer on it with Wilhelm. I had no choice. I had to take my guys.
And I guess really the second question I had, you guys realistically think, based on what we've seen from Manziel so far, that he could, like, legitimately beat out any quality free agent that we bring in, like a Ryan Mallett, for example?
No clue.
Yeah, there's not enough work that's been out there. But, you know, this whole thing boils down to, and we've got to realize this whole thing boils down to the type of offseason that Johnny puts in. If Johnny doesn't put any effort into it, he's gone. I mean, I don't know how many more other ways that you could say it. If he doesn't put the work in, and you get the same product, they're going to have to cut their loss and they move on to the next guy, because the NFL won't move around. And I guarantee you the Joe Haydens, the Whitners, the Dansby, the Joe Thomases, all these guys, the Alex Max, for him to rehab as hard as he's going to and has, to when he steps back on the football field, there is no way that these guys are going to be pacified with just having another quarterback controversy. These guys want to win. You need to win. So whatever they've got to do, you've got no choice. And, Johnny, it's on you. You want to study, study. If you don't, it's okay. Then we're going to bring in the next quarterback and don't have any hurt feelings, because that's part of the job title.
I want to get this guy in here real quickly, Mark in Myrtle Beach, because I think he's going to make a point that will be interesting. All right, we will not then. When we come back, Mike Pettine, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, we'll hear some from his post-game comments yesterday right after this on CBD.